Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello?
Morning, everyone. Welcome back. That's the slight weather that changed to last year's process in terms of the embargo section, which will now take place for the National Journalists outside the room, so that'll be at the end of the open press conference. Vinny?
Again, can you just bring us up to date with exactly what's happening regarding the pursuit of Caicedo? Where exactly is it at? And what's changed at the club? Because it seems when you were interested in Jude Bellingham, the club wasn't willing to spend over £100 million, but now, when it comes to Caicedo, the club seems to have changed the stance.
No, first and foremost, I got told that I can confirm that the deal with the club is agreed, whatever that means. Exactly, in the end, because we want the player and not any kind of agreement, we'll see that. What did change? We are a club. We have not endless resources, so if something, if we didn't expect a couple of things happening in the summer, and stuff like this, what we didn't think about that before the summer, to be honest. And when it happened, then we gave it a go, and obviously the club was really... stretched it, to be honest. But we will see in the end. It's for me, I told you now, but I know that's exactly. And if somebody, if he can speak out something else after, I would be more than happy to do so. But besides that, I cannot share. What is that? The fare of the bear? Before? Whatever. Something like that. The German sayings obviously don't work. Don't praise the night. The day before the night, something like that. So let's see what happens, and then we go from there.
I have to check, though. Is he due for a medical here today?
Or? I cannot tell you. I don't know.
If you are to seal a deal for Caicedo, will that be effectively it then for the transfer window?
Are
you still interested in Lavia? Would you be looking to strengthen elsewhere?
Let's talk about that if that these kind of things happen. It's nothing... I really can say about that. That's the truth. So let's do it step by step. Let's see what happens in the next hours or days. And then let's go from there. We have enough time to talk about all that then.
I take it then it's not a distraction ahead of a massive game at the start of the season against Chelsea.
No, one has nothing to do with the other, obviously. We prepared the Chelsea game already for a while. That's clear. And no, there's no distraction.
Do you know, just finally from me, exactly what to expect against Chelsea, because the change of manager, and we touched on it a little bit earlier on, we don't quite know what the Pochettino effect is going to be.
Yeah, no, of course not. We don't know that. Two really good football teams, very talented football teams, will face each other. We watched obviously Chelsea on the tour, whatever we could get from there, from the last games we played, the Dortmund game, the Newcastle game. A lot of good things. You can see that it's a very, really talented team. And that's what we have to prepare for. It's a home game for them, the first home game after a long break, if you want, and after a disappointing season. It's all clear, so they will show. They want to show up, definitely. New manager, Poch is a top manager, so they will show up. We have to be ready. We have to be absolutely ready. The football they played, you can see it. But you can see Poch is there. So it's like we played, obviously, against Maurizio very often when he was at Tottenham. And so you can see a lot of similarities from that time. And in the end, we don't know exactly. I think Nkunku was a key part of the plans. Very unfortunate for the boy and for Chelsea, of course, as well, with his bad injury. So that was something they really planned with, but they have really good options offensively to sort that. And yeah, let's see. It's the first football game, competitive, real competitive football game for us this season. And we don't want to waste time or whatever. We really want to go for it, but we have to see how it goes. And everybody asks, and I'm more than 20 years in the business, and it's always the first game. People say, you don't know where you stand exactly. And so I'm not really interested, to be honest. I want us to, the 100% we have that day, I want to see. And from there we go. And I think we should give it a proper try.
When we start a new season, there's always a great sense of optimism, usually from most everywhere. How much optimism do you have this year when you
I'm not sure if my optimism is based on the last season, to be honest. It's just I love the preseason so far. We worked hard. Everybody can expect that. I enjoyed it a lot, to be honest. It was really good. The boys were open. The boys were listening. Eyes open. Ears open. So we did a lot. Not only on the pitch, but in meetings as well. So we really wanted to learn our game. Not again, because it must be different to what we did before, but we wanted to make sure that we really go to the next level in our game together. And that's actually what happened. But now, we all saw, you probably saw the preseason games, and there were moments when we were too open, there were moments when we were not protected enough, that's clear, and then it's the shouts are loud, and also I understand that. But it's more an organization problem, and nothing has nothing to do with individual quality, because individual quality is extremely high, what we have, so it's my job to help the boys to organize that better, to protect each other better in these moments. Besides that, how said, I enjoyed the preseason, and now let's go.
How much of a change is there likely to be in terms of the overall personality of the team, do you think, for the fact that you've lost a few big characters?
Yeah.
You've given Virgil the captaincy, for example. And what sort of effects are they going to have on the overall ethos?
Well, we have to grow into that. It's now not that you can't just say that it didn't happen 8 years ago with Hendo or whenever it was, and it will not happen now. It's not about that. It's we don't have to always say, yeah, but Millie would have said that, and Hendo would have said that, and Hendo would have shouted here, and Bobby would have smiled here, and all these kind of things. So we should not do it like that. That makes no sense. We have this kind of new start with this. Liverpool FC reloaded, if you want, is an exciting thing. So everybody was asking for changes, rightly so, because we were together for a long time and things went really well and then not that well anymore and stuff like this. And the timing for a change is always probably the biggest challenge in life, to find that. Did we exactly in the right moment? Difficult to answer, but now it happened. And that's good. It's a new chance for everybody. Everybody has to step up, the new leadership group, and not only them. So if you look at the players who are not in the leadership group but have all you need to be a leader, it's absolutely exceptional. Absolutely exceptional. The new voices are great. Cody, Dom, 22, captain of Hungary. Maka, outstanding. So these boys, they are there as well. We all share responsibility. And it's not that we should give ourselves too much time to grow into it. It's just, let's do it. Let's take the responsibility and go from there. And don't try to be like somebody, be the best version of yourself, and then we have a good chance to help the team in the best possible way. And that's exactly where we try to help the boys.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary. One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, again, what gives you most encouragement about this new LFC Reloaded?
The sessions I saw. The desire, the concentration, the readiness, the openness. Just that I saw a lot of things where my thought was in that moment, okay, they mean business. Oh, that's... Give it a go. That's it. You could see it. We are not happy. But it's not that I can will and want to remind the boys every day and say, by the way, last year it was like this and that. That's not makes no sense. But it's deep inside. It's there anyway. It's anyway there. So we want to show up. And it's we have absolutely we have in a few weeks' time, whenever the draw is, and we are really really happy to play European League. But of course, we want to be Champions League a year after. So. There are two possibilities: you qualify for the Champions League or you win the European League. So both is pretty difficult, but both we should give a try for both, I would say, and then we will see if we can do it or not. So we have targets, a lot of targets. We are highly motivated, and how I said, my good feeling is based on the things I saw and the things we did during the preseason.
You've always been very passionate about player welfare. How difficult and how much pressure is it going to put on players now, this new IFAB directive that's been taken on board by the Premier League in terms of added time, and we're talking about games being over 100 minutes, and it might be watered down as the season goes on. We don't know that, but if it isn't, it's going to mean an extra sort of 5 or 6 games per season.
It's difficult, difficult to answer. So I know where you're coming from. We have a 90-minute game, and in the end, you have a net game time, ball in play between 50 and 55 minutes and stuff like this. And everybody could ask, okay, where's the ball the other time? So, and there are obviously moments where the ball is out, and it's part of the game, and it's completely fine. But how much do we have to extend that in this moment, stuff like this? So in the end, we probably, if we can get to 55 to 60 minutes, ball in play, we will see what it means. That doesn't sound too difficult, I have to say. When I speak about player welfare, I speak about that in general. We have too many competitions, we have too many games in general now, but having 3 or 4 minutes a game, more ball in play, I can't see it now that it will make a massive difference. We will see that there will be a massive difference in the end of the day. If you have 10 minutes extra time, imagine that, 90 minutes played, it's 0-0 or whatever, or 1-0 down or whatever, and then you see 10. That gives a boost. That will be intense, stuff like this. Everybody will go for that. So that will be interesting to watch. I don't know yet exactly how influential that will be. We will see that. But I understand where they are coming from. It's always like the, I think, time wasting got too much in the last years. But I think even more so, rhythm breaking was a massive, massive feature. And it came up in the last years, and you thought, oh my God, what are you doing now? You have 2-3 good situations, and the keeper stays down for 2 minutes, and you think, heh. Does he have nothing? So it's difficult to judge in these moments, obviously. But that was got more and more. From that point of view, I'm quite happy that we tried to go for that. I thought it makes sense to give earlier yellow cards. You don't want to have a yellow card for time wasting, so, and especially not in after 15 minutes or whatever. That's clear you might not do it then. But I hope at the end we find like a good solution together, that we don't have 10 to 15 minutes extra time and yellow cards everywhere. We need to find a solution. Right? But as a wake-up call, come on, we're actually here to play football and not to let the time run down somehow in the moment when we have the result we want. I think from that point of view, I rather think it's good. But again, more football is really difficult to take in because we are on the edge. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. Each other sports person, I know with the football people and football fans are like, how about I do this, they do that, they earn this and that. It has nothing to do with it. We are at the edge. We have to make sure that in the future, we have to sort that. Unfortunately, there are not as many discussions about it because that costs money and nobody's really happy to do that. So we will see how the next season goes in that department. It will be really interesting. I'm 100% sure I stand out there, and if we are 1-0 up and somebody tells me 12 minutes, I will not be over the moon. Any other way, I think, okay, that's nearly half time, yeah, so let's go. Yeah, we will see.
Any more for the open? No? No more change?
Jürgen, just on the transfers and the way the prices have gone up, a number of years ago you said you could never envisage spending like $100 million on a player.
Oh, yeah.
Did your stance change because of the realization you have to do that at times?
Everything changed, huh? Everything changed then. And obviously, do I like it? No. But did I realize that I was wrong? Yes, definitely. Definitely, that's the way it goes. It's not great, it's not top, but it's the way it goes. It will not go the other way around again. Saudi Arabia definitely will not help with that. No, not blaming anybody, it just will not help with it. Another market with a lot of money. Yeah, in the end, we as a club, we have just to try to make sure that for us, we get with our resources, with the money we have, so we get the best possible team together. And we all know in football it's like that will then 50% will like it and 50% will say, yeah, but I would have done this and that, so that's it. But you can believe me, we really try everything to bring together the best team or squad for us. That's the idea. And we are not in dreamland, so it's not that we can just point on players and bring them in. There's a lot of work to do to do these kind of things, and sometimes one door closes and the other goes up, opens up, and then the other door is opening, and these kind of things. So that happens. But yes, if people want to throw my quotes from, I'm not sure, 5-6 years ago, absolutely no problem. I was that day, what I thought, and I realize now I was wrong. So easy to admit that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.